Welcome to a new episode of Drops of Science, the multilingual scientific podcast that selects for you the latest news in natural sciences. Today's episode begins with two pieces of news regarding paleontological discoveries. A study conducted by an international team of 26 scientists led by Dr. Stearns from the University of California, Riverside, revealed new details about the mysterious megalodon, an extinct shark from 3.5 million years ago. Contrary to previous hypotheses, the megalodon was not the round and stout predator believed in the past. Analysis of fossilized vertebrae has unveiled that this marine giant had a slimmer body than previously thought, dismissing the model based on the great white shark and suggesting the modern mako shark as a more accurate model. The revision of estimates regarding the length of the megalodon, presumably between 11 and 15 meters, revealed that these may have been based on incorrect models. This new understanding of megalodon morphology has significant ecological implications. A slimmer body suggests a longer digestive tract, influencing how this marine predator fed and absorbed nutrients. This correction paves the way for a better understanding of the behavior and lifestyle of this giant from the past, providing new keys to unravel the mysteries of its disappearance. Furthermore, the megalodon's role as a top marine predator may have significantly influenced the ancient marine ecosystem. Its disappearance may have been affected by competition with the great white shark, a potentially more agile competitor, contributing to the decline and extinction of this iconic marine predator. The second piece of news takes us to the Hell Creek Formation, a renowned paleontological site in North America, where a new dinosaur species has recently been identified and named Eoneophron infernalis. This discovery offers a unique perspective on dinosaur diversity before the mass extinction of 66 million years ago. The fossil, the size of a turkey and belonging to the Chenagnathid group, comparable to parrots, adds an intriguing piece to the Cretaceous mosaic. Eoneophron infernalis was identified primarily through the analysis of hind limbs, from femurs to the base of the foot. The anatomical precision of the fossils and the age at the time of death distinguish this species from others in the Cretaceous, revealing the existence of a varied range of beaked dinosaurs coexisting with the icons of the Hell Creek. Chenagnathids, relatives of the Mongolian oviraptor, were known for their limited fossil record in North America, often represented only by skeletal fragments. However, a decade ago, the fossil Anzu offered a more complete view on this family, representing the most complete Chenagnathid of the Hell Creek Formation, the size of a porcupine with a long tail. Paleontologist Gregor Funston of the Royal Ontarian Museum was essential in recognizing that the bones, initially thought to belong to a young Anzu, constituted a new species. Microscopic analysis revealed distinctive features, refuting the idea that Eoneophron was a young form of another dinosaur. The new study provides convincing evidence of the presence of different Chenagnathid species in the Hell Creek Formation. Histological data confirm that Eoneophron is a new dinosaur, refuting the initial hypothesis. The implications of the discovery could change our understanding of the final days of dinosaurs before the asteroid impact. The Hell Creek Formation, documenting the final period of the Cretaceous, suggests that Chenagnathids maintained stability or increased the number of species during the end of this era. The ecology of Chenagnathids remains mysterious, but Eoneophron infernalis expands the morphological variety of the family. The discovery suggests that this group diversity in Laurasia remained stable during the Campanian Maastrichtian, remaining successful components of Laurasian ecosystems until the Cretaceous Paleogene extinction. Eoneophron infernalis adds a new chapter to the story of dinosaurs, revealing how much we still have to learn about prehistoric life and its adaptation to the catastrophic events that marked the end of an era. We now delve into the complex reality of biological invasions in the fascinating Mediterranean ecosystems. The invasion of exotic plants has cast a threatening shadow over these precious ecosystems, creating a persistent ecological challenge. According to a study by Professor Sergi Muné-Bosch from the University of Barcelona, some invasive plants form persistent seed banks buried in the soil, making eradication virtually impossible. Over time, this invisible population of plants and buried seeds will return to occupy the ecosystems, replacing native flora. Invasive plants like Carpobrotus, Acacia, Agave and Opuntia are rewriting a new chapter in the history of the Mediterranean coastal ecosystems. Their extraordinary resilience and ability to spread have surpassed the limits of native plants, leading to irreversible change. Carpobrotus, for example, stands out for its ability to form adapted hybrids that colonize the coastline of Catalonia, demonstrating a perfect combination of clonal and sexual reproduction. Muné-Bosch emphasized the crucial role of human activity in creating fragmented habitats conducive to the settlement of invasive plants. Practices such as gardening, urbanization, and tourism have generated high propagation pressure, introducing new species that adapt and irreversibly modify natural spaces. Biological invasions are the result of our lack of knowledge. The affected areas show a clear human imprint, with fragmented natural habitats favoring the introduction of invasive species. This phenomenon, fueled by anthropogenic pressure, threatens Mediterranean biodiversity. History reveals that many invasive species have benefited from human-guided reintroductions. Therefore, conserving natural areas emerges as the only effective strategy to prevent further invasions and protect the environment. A two-pronged strategy based on prevention and long-term eradication can be adopted in response to this challenge. Although current eradication is extremely difficult, protecting natural areas from future settlements represents the best investment in preserving biodiversity and ensuring species survival. Awareness of the impact of human activities and the adoption of sustainable practices emerge as imperatives in safeguarding threatened Mediterranean ecosystems. From a terrestrial ecological perspective, we plunge into Hawaii's waters to explore humpback whales' mysterious singing. This fascinating and distinctive phenomenon reigns supreme in the waters of Hawaii during the winter months. Despite years of study, many questions about the nature and meaning of this behavior remain unanswered. A recent study conducted in collaboration between the University of Hawaii and the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary of NOAA brought an incredible discovery. Researchers have tracked humpback whales' movements and acoustic patterns in their rich breeding grounds using a combination of underwater listening devices and visual surveys. Mark Lammers, a research ecologist at the National Marine Sanctuary, highlighted the significance of this research, the first of its kind to employ specialized acoustic sensors to locate individual singers near the shore. The analysis of data revealed an intriguing daily pattern. During the day, humpback whales move offshore, increasing the distance from the coast, while at sunset they return near the shore. This dynamic daily movement seems to maximize the efficiency of their acoustic performance, a crucial element during the mating season. The change in distances from the coast and the interactions between singers during the day provide important insights into the strategy of these whales. Researchers hypothesize that this behavior is an adaptation to reduce intraspecific acoustic interference when whale densities are high near the coast, and to avoid the evening biological chorus from other species offshore. These new discoveries not only shed light on the complexity of the humpback whale singing, but also offer a unique opportunity to preserve and better understand the crucial role of these marine icons in the waters of Hawaii. As the mystery of their singing unfolds, new chapters open in the conservation of these extraordinary creatures and in our fascinating relationship with the marine world. Changing the geographical scenario, let's delve into the research of the climatic history in Germany, where Dr. Tobias Kluge, a geoscientist at the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, led an innovative study on climatic history. Traditionally, the analysis of climatic fluctuations over centuries relied on tree-ring data, which, due to their size, provides details on the dynamics of seasonal precipitation. However, to gain a more comprehensive understanding of extreme events, the research team expanded its investigation to include stalagmites formed by the infiltration of rainwater into caves. These stalagmites provide unique climatic data, particularly on the seasonal distribution of precipitation, an aspect often overlooked in the past. Focusing on the stalagmite from the Kleine Teufelsschöle in Germany, researchers analyzed the concentration of the oxygen isotope 180. They discovered that lower winter rainfall and higher summer precipitation generate a positive isotopic value in calcite, with these climatic conditions also influencing tree growth and producing wider rings. Opposite conditions lead to lower isotope values in the stalagmites and smaller rings in the trees. The growth zones on the stalagmite, 100 times thinner than tree rings, offer data on climatic conditions spanning over 1,000 years. This new reading of stalagmites has provided evidence of long-term climatic fluctuations, such as the Little Ice Age, whose main core began in the late 16th century and lasted until the end of the 17th century. According to the researchers, this period was characterized by frequent floods, historically documented in the city of Nuremberg, not far from the Teufelsschöle stalagmite. Climate data from the cave were verified using a nearby tree-ring archive. These data indicate cold and dry winters that delayed the annual melting of ice and snow, leading to severe short-term floods with catastrophic consequences. In conclusion, the dynamic interaction between tree-ring and stalagmite data provides a complementary paleohydrological record, enriching the understanding of regional climate patterns and extreme events over the centuries. Adopting a multidisciplinary approach opens new perspectives in climate research. Continuing in the microscopic world, let's talk about the enigmatic realm of tardigrades, also known as water bears, who have revealed one of their best-kept secrets. Scientists at Marshall University in the United States have published research shedding light on the molecular mechanism that induces these small invertebrates to enter a dormancy state known as toon. Tardigrades, with their 8 legs and millimeter-sized bodies, are famous for their incredible resilience to extreme conditions, such as extreme cold and intense radiation. When adversity strikes, tardigrades react into a barrel-like state, dehydrating and going into dormancy. The key discovery lies in the oxidation of the amino acid cysteine. In response to stress, tardigrades activate a chemical process of cysteine oxidation, which acts as a signal to enter the toon state. This process alters the structure and function of proteins, leading tardigrades to protect themselves during adverse environmental conditions. During the experiment, researchers exposed tardigrades to extreme conditions, such as temperatures of minus 80 degrees Celsius or environments rich in toxins. In response to such stress, tardigrades began producing oxygenated free radicals, crucial molecules for their resistance. These free radicals act by oxidizing cysteine, initiating the dormancy state. When external conditions improve, the production of free radicals stops, cysteine is no longer oxidized, and tardigrades awaken from their dormancy. This discovery offers a new understanding of the resistance and adaptation mechanisms of tardigrades and could have implications in aging research and the possibility of reducing human metabolism, opening perspectives for interstellar travel. This research reveals the intricate details of tardigrades' resilience, offering a fascinating glimpse into the adaptation strategies of these extraordinary invertebrates and opening new directions for scientific research. For the last news, we travel to Africa to understand the intricate balance between species in the Olpe-Yeta Conservancy. A recent study conducted at the University of Wyoming reveals how an apparently insignificant invasion of big-headed ants can even influence lions. ecology PhD candidate Douglas Kamaru and his collaborators observed a chain reaction originating from the invasion of big-headed ants, Phaedolae megacephala, crossing the whistling thorn tree, Vacellia drepanolobium, to affect the lions ultimately. Despite the seemingly insignificant size of these ants, compared to the mighty lions, the research demonstrates that predators still feel the effects of the invasion that occurred in the Olpegeta in Kenya. The study, covering 3 decades of research, employed a combination of hidden camera traps, GPS collars on satellite-monitored lions, and statistical models, revealing a shift in predator-prey behavior that could further endanger lion populations, a species already on the brink of extinction. It all starts with the whistling thorn tree, essentially an acacia, which is nourished and host by native ants of the genus Crematogaster. These ants play a crucial role in protecting the trees from elephants. However, the invasion of big-headed ants, known for their voracious appetite for other insects, has disrupted this mutualistic collaboration, making the trees vulnerable to elephants. What is the connection to lions? Well, lions are predators that rely on ambush tactics and use tree cover to stalk and hide before attacking zebras. The invasion of big-headed ants has reduced tree cover, negatively affecting the hunted tactics of lions. Interestingly, despite these changes, the lion population has not decreased, as they have found a new hunting opportunity. In fact, lions have adapted to hunt African buffalo more frequently. However, these buffalo are larger than zebras and live in groups, making them much more formidable prey. The research highlights how intricate the interplay between species is and how even small invaders can significantly impact ecosystem dynamics. This concludes today's episode of Drops of Science. Thanks for staying with us. See you soon, and good science!